You're listening to SBS News.
It's little wonder that Brazilian PhD student Welly Minario chose to study in Australia.
I study behaviour of kangaroos, so I go out in the field. I spend a long time measuring responses to different stimuli, and then I test whether individuals are different in personality, but also whether environment affects their responses.
The 27-year-old originally came to Brisbane in 2013 to learn English on a Brazilian government scholarship. When it came time to pick a destination to continue his studies, he deliberately chose a subject that would allow him to return.
I knew that Australia had good programs as well for international students. So it was because of that I started applying for Australia in the first place, and I really wanted to study social mammals. And the obvious choice in Australia was eastern grey kangaroos.
He is now one of thousands who have flocked to Australia from Latin America, encouraged by the now-defunct scholarship scheme. In the 4 years to 2017, the number of Latin Americans studying in Australia has almost doubled, making it the fastest-growing source of international students, albeit from a low base. Brazil is the largest market in the region, with more than 40,000 studying in Australia, making the country the fourth biggest supplier of students last year, after China, India and Nepal. Its neighbour, Colombia, has also risen up the ranks from 11th to become the ninth biggest market after a 21% increase. There was also rapid growth in numbers coming from Chile, up 27% on 2017, and Argentina rose 25%. While China accounts for more than a third of the $32.4 billion international education market, its growth has slowed and even dropped 1% in the first half of this year. International Education Association CEO Phil Honeywood says few in the sector could have predicted that Brazil and Colombia would be in the top 10 countries. He attributes the rapid growth to the Brazilian government's Science Without Borders scholarship that sent about 100,000 students abroad between 2011 and 2015.
What that did was it brought for the first time many young people to Australia, and by word of mouth, word went back to Latin America that Australia was a great place to study, a great place to have a great time, and that kind of drove a lot of the growth we've had, particularly out of Brazil, and then Colombia followed on from that growth.
But after economic troubles forced the Brazilian government to scrap the scholarship program in 2017, Australia's higher education sector began investigating ways to maintain popularity with students. A government-appointed working group comprising representatives from education and training institutes, research and business sectors has been tasked with developing a strategy for engagement in the region. The group has identified six priority countries: Brazil, Colombia, Chile, Argentina, Mexico, and Peru. Criticism about an over-reliance on Chinese students has added a greater sense of urgency to their efforts, with many now eyeing off the region's potential as a way to diversify international student enrolments. English Australia CEO Brett Blacker says so far the biggest beneficiaries of the Latin American student boom have been private English language training providers.
There's been an increase in international trade in many of the countries, with offshore in industries setting up across the main drivers of mining, agriculture and other service industries. And English language particularly is seen as a main driver for that long-term economic growth.
More than half of the 50,000 Latin American students who came to Australia in 2017 were enrolled in English language courses. Mr. Blacker, who chairs the Council for International Education Latin America Working Group, says the challenge is to encourage more students to pursue further education in Australia. In its December report, the working group recommended additional investment in marketing, partnerships between institutions in the region and Australia, as well as developing niche courses to suit industry needs in targeted countries. Mr. Honeywood says forming research partnerships and offering training in specialised areas, such as dry land agriculture, would appeal to potential students from Argentina. Australia's nature and lifestyle is also a big draw card. Brazilian biologist Jessica Fenker is doing her PhD at Canberra's Australian National University on the ecology, evolution and conservation of lizards.
You guys really like to go out for hiking and really enjoy the nature, and this is the kind of thing that I identify. And also, it's a safe place. The security is also a big issue in Brazil, so it's really nice to be able to walk around.
But universities can't just rely on Australia's natural assets if they want to capitalise on the Latin American student boom. Phil Honeywood says they must overcome one of the main deterrents, expensive course fees and high living costs, in order to be competitive.
The difficulty we have, though, with the Latin American market is that young people from that region can still go back to their home country and either get free higher education or very inexpensive tuition relative to what they would pay for higher education in a country like Australia.
The working group has recommended universities and industry fund more scholarships. Rosemary Bolger, SBS News.